Arrests hit 2,000 plus as anti-Israel protests continue to roil U.S. campuses. By Simon Kent on May 3, 2024. Anti-Israel protests have rocked college campuses across the United States in past weeks, and now protester arrest numbers are rising as authorities try to end the disruption. AP reports police have arrested nearly 2,200 people in the period of trouble with no sign of protests or arrests ending anytime soon, despite police resorting to using riot gear, tactical vehicles and flashbang devices to clear tent encampments and occupied buildings. Even as the arrests are being made, students are pleading for special treatment and demanding no records are kept of their lawful detention. The AP report sets out the methodology for assessing arrest numbers, stating, "A tally by the Associated Press recorded at least 56 incidents of arrests at 43 different U.S. colleges or universities since April 18. The figures are based on AP reporting and statements from universities and law enforcement agencies. Police officers behaved admirably by arresting many radical left, anti-Israel lunatics on the campuses of Columbia University and the University of California, Los Angeles, UCLA," former President Donald Trump said Thursday, as Breitbart News reports. Trump, who is running as the law and order candidate against President Joe Biden in the 2024 election race, told reporters before entering a Manhattan courthouse, "Radical morons should not be allowed to take over this country." Jewish GWU students call for university to remove anti-Israel encampment. "I'm so proud of New York's finest. They're great, great people, too. I know so many of them. They're incredible. They did a job at Columbia. And likewise, in Los Angeles, they did a really good job at UCLA," Trump said. "This is a movement from the left, not from the right. The right is not the problem, despite what law enforcement likes to say," Trump said about the anti-Israel protests, as the Breitbart report noted. The FBI director said that he worries about the right. "Don't worry about the right, the right is fine. Worry about the left, because this is a movement from the left." Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent, or email to skent@breitbart.com.